Victory in Europe Day, or VE Day, was on May the 8th, 1945. VE Day officially announced the end of World War II in Europe. It meant an end to nearly 6 years of a war that had cost the lives of millions, had destroyed homes, families and cities, and had brought huge suffering and privations to the populations of entire countries. Millions of people rejoiced in the news that Germany had surrendered, relieved that the intense strain of total war was finally over. In towns and cities across the world, people marked the victory with street parties, dancing and singing. Once more, people could use promenades and beaches, cleared of mines and barbed wire. The lights came on and people could enjoy each other's company before returning to the rigours of peace.
VE Day 1945. Never was there such rejoicing. Lights went on, fires were lit. It seemed as if all Brighton had congregated around the clock tower and West Street. At that time, the road was made of tarred wooden blocks. These were ripped up and enormous bonfires were started. I walked home slowly at around 4 a.m. Gradually you could see things changing. The street lights came on for the first time. I'd never seen a street lit up. It really was a shock. You no longer saw the moon and the stars as brightly.
But it was not the end of the conflict, nor was it an end to the impact that war had on people. The war against Japan did not end until August 1945, and the political and social and economic repercussions of the Second World War were felt long after Germany and Japan surrendered.
All of a sudden, there was a big bang at the door, and I thought, gosh, who's that? It was Ted, back from the war. I have never been so pleased to see somebody. We both cried and laughed together. Beryl came flying in breathless. Somebody at the bottom of the road had told her her dad was home, and the excitement that she showed was really marvellous. Lovely. It was a lovely homecoming. You can't really describe it. You're quiet, yet you're happy.
You have now completed this walk.